Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate all the information you give out. I hope you don't retire anytime too soon.
Not planning on it, sir.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, matter of fact, I appreciate your talk show so much. I subscribed to your newsletter about 2 years ago. I appreciate all the good information in there.
Well, thank you, sir.
One reason I'm calling is about my wife, actually. She's 69, and about 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with diabetes, and there was blood pressure. She'd been dealing with that, and then about 5 years ago, unfortunately, she got psoriatic arthritis.
Oof.
Beating her pretty bad. And just recently, she suffered two strokes, so she's been dealing quite a bit. Now she's coming down with what we think is restless leg syndrome, and I've tried to do some research to see if there's anything that can, I don't know, help maybe subside some of the issues that she has with the restless leg syndrome. It really is just causing her kind of over-the-edge type feelings.
Yeah, there's only a couple of things that have been reported to help. It's not something that gets researched a lot, and that's why there's no patent medicine, I should say, that does a bunch for it. The things that have been researched, and again, it's not a lot of research, but there it is, and then we've tried those at the clinic for people, and they do seem to be effective. One of them is folate. Now, folate is not folic acid. Folic acid is the artificial form made up by laboratories, and the older we get, the less well we metabolize that into folate. So you want to be looking for an actual folate. It's vitamin B10 while we're at it, and the ones that that we have in all the different health food stores, online, and so forth, the best one is called methylfolate, M-E-T-H-Y-L-F-O-L-A-T, methylfolate. Now, trouble is, it's kind of hard to find as high a dose as the researchers found was necessary. Some people, 5 milligrams a day did the job. Some people, they had to go clear up to 30 milligrams a day. And what's usually available is no more than 1 milligram, except they disguise that by calling it 1,000 micrograms, which is 1 milligram. So a person would have to take several of those. I have not looked, by the way, lately for a larger size in folate. But if you can find one, that'd be good. But again, it should be the methylfolate. Now, can we overdose on methylfolate? Extremely unlikely. There's no reported cases of that. So even if we do take a higher dose, it appears to be safe, and it does belong in our bodies. So folate is one thing. The other thing to check, sir, is does she happen to be slightly low on iron? Because iron, especially when it's slightly low, has been found right along with the folate to help against restless legs. And then the third thing is good old vitamin E. Good old vitamin E, as is found in what are called mixed tocopherols. Now, this was not the tocotrienol form that I've mentioned before in the program today. This is the tocopherol form. And very fortunately, nobody's ever had an overdose reported on that either. It does come in a 400 or 500-unit capsule. So perhaps a couple of those. Check the iron. And by the way, if she is deficient in iron, you never want to take iron and vitamin E at the same time, because the iron messes up the vitamin E, and we want to take them at different meals during the day. It could be breakfast, lunch, dinner, doesn't matter. As far as the folate, probably not take the iron with that either. Iron does have a tendency to mess with some of the other vitamins in capsules, although they won't mess with it in the organic matrix of food. So those are the three things, sir. Folate, being one, vitamin E being the second, and checking to see if she's iron deficient. And if she is, she needs it. And I don't, by the way, I'll shut up shortly. If the iron, the range of normal on iron is from here to there, and it's close to here, and you're told, oh, that's adequate, we want to be at least mid-range.
Okay, all right. And, yeah, one of the things I did find out was about iron, and she is taking some iron, but, I mean, not overdosing on it, but she is taking a little bit more of it now. But it's interesting. I'll make sure that she takes it different times, not with the vitamin E. What about, I've heard about magnesium. Is that anything that helps?
It does some folks. I'd say it's less often, but it certainly, again, unless it gives you loose bowels, it certainly isn't going to hurt.
Okay. All Okay, good. Well, I'll try that methylfolate and see if we can find that at the milligrams that you prescribed and see if that'll help too.
Okay, so one other thing, you're welcome. One other thing, and that is iron should not be taken with a whole lot of things, but it should be taken with vitamin C because vitamin C really helps the iron to absorb. So there you go.
Okay. Oh, good. With C. All right, good. I'll make a note of that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope some of that helps. It's a toughie.